Nearly 40 years after his death, Malcolm X is still an American icon. His image is defined today as a defiant black man who spoke out against racial oppression.
We have not thought of ourselves first. We have placed America first. We have loved whites when they refused to love us. We have fought to move into their neighborhood when we knew in advance they didn't want us there. We have crawled like animals at the feet of the white man in this country and been rejected. So that today, if you see us step back and get away from you, you can't blame us. You have to blame yourself.
But the living legacy of Malcolm X includes a grandson who's in jail. Malcolm Shabazz was in the Great Meadow Correctional Facility near Albany, New York, when he talked to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
The story of Malcolm Shabazz is deeply painful to people who admired his grandfather. He's best known for starting a fire in 1997 that led to the death of his grandmother, Betty Shabazz. He was 12 at the time. Malcolm Shabazz didn't go to jail for that crime, but he is in jail now, at age 19, serving 3.5 years for attempted robbery. Malcolm Shabazz has yet to take full responsibility for his role in his grandmother's death.
You know, the media kind of portrayed it to be different than what it actually was, but I was trying to live with my mother. Other family members didn't want me to be with my mother, and I was moving around back and forth, and it was very unstable. I was trying to do anything I could for them just to send me back to my mom, so I started to act out. I started to steal money. I started to run away. And then eventually I had got the idea, I'm going to set a fire. I set a fire. I know they're really going to be angry at me and send me back to my mother. I set this fire, and my grandmother ran through the fire. I guess she was trying to save me. That's how she ended up getting hurt, but that was not the intention.
The relationship that you had with your grandmother was good?
It was exceptional. I don't think she had a better relationship with anybody. I mean, she was like the whole world.
After the fire, the court assigned Shabazz to a psychiatric care facility instead of prison. He was later transferred to a halfway house. That's when he started selling drugs. He joined a gang, the Bloods, and had a crown tattooed on his forearm to signify his royal rank in the organization. His family couldn't rein him in. His mother, who declined to be interviewed for this story, was still struggling with her own psychological problems. In 2001, 4 years after the grandmother's death, one of Shabazz's aunts drove the teenager to his grandparents' grave. He had never been there before, and at first he refused to get out of the car. But his aunt would not leave until he did.
Eventually I got out and I went over there and I knelt down on the ground. It was muddy and I had on nice clothes and I just knelt right down in the dirt. And I spoke to my grandmother. I spoke to my grandfather and asked him to forgive me for the things that I've done wrong, the mistakes that I've made, and I asked him to look over me and guide me in the right direction.
Even after that emotional visit, Shabazz continued to break the law. He was convicted of attempted robbery in 2002 and got a 3.5-year sentence in state prison. He will be in jail until at least December 2005.
My first state bid in prison, my mother told me in a visiting room, she said, Malcolm, with all my admonishments, you still managed to end up in the hands of the devil. And then she said, I advise you that while you're in there, that you try finding yourself. This time, I really thought about it. And I said to myself, while I'm in here, I'm not going to serve this time, but I'm allowed this time to serve me.
Today, Shabazz imagines himself as following in his grandfather's footsteps.
His father was gone. I didn't have a father. His mother had some problems. My mother had some problems. He was attracted to the streets, and I was always attracted to the streets. Throughout his childhood, going through these institutions, he wasn't really making a change. But for some reason, when he came to prison, he started to make a change, and that's what's happened with me.
Malcolm Shabazz is impressive during a first meeting. He's tall, with handsome features that command attention. His vocabulary is far beyond someone who only made it to the 10th grade. He tried his hand at community college, then soon dropped out. He remains convinced that his life experience is better than any formal education.
It's like education versus certification. Like my grandfather, for instance, and other ex-addicts who were awesomely effective catalysts, they did it the hard way without a formal education. But they did have education. They were self-taught.
Since Shabazz's troubles began, various prominent black Americans who admired Malcolm X have tried to help his grandson along the way. For instance, after his grandmother died, Percy Sutton, the owner of several broadcast properties, and David Dinkins, the former mayor of New York, asked that Shabazz be given psychiatric help instead of jail time. Both Sutton and Dinkins declined to be interviewed for this story. Another prominent black man, boxing promoter Butch Lewis, later aided Shabazz by sending $27,500 in cash to help him make bail after the 2002 robbery. Shabazz calls himself a knucklehead who turned away advice from those willing to help. Now, after a year and a half in prison, he's accomplished very little in his life, but he dreams of doing more.
I do want to follow in the footsteps of my grandfather, but I'm not going to take the same exact route. I'm from a different generation, and I see different problems today, different ways about going about solving certain problems. I want to help my people. You know, one of the things that my grandmother used to always stress, and I remember, is that you have to help yourself before you can be a savior to others. And since I've been in here, I've been trying to get myself together.
They're looking for another Malcolm X, and this is Malcolm Shabazz.
Ruth Clark, a New York businesswoman who was best friends with Betty Shabazz, has become Malcolm Shabazz's unofficial godmother.
He has his own type of leadership, and what he wants to do is work with young people.
Do you have the sense that he is emotionally damaged by having been in the system for so long?
His young years, he's been incarcerated. He still has a sense of what's going on the outside, but, you know, he said to me the other day that, you know, he doesn't even remember what the streets look like. Stepping off a curb, these are just basic things we do every day, crossing the street. He looks forward to doing that, but he's not angry. He's not broken. He has a great spirit.
Since I visited Shabazz, he's been transferred to another maximum security facility after a prison hearing found him guilty of assaulting a prison officer. Ruth Clark and his supporters say Malcolm was set up by guards who resent his prominence among the black prisoners. A spokeswoman for the New York prison system declined to comment on the charges of harassment. She says Shabazz clearly violated rules and regulations. Another 6 months may be added to his sentence. A different review board will rule on that next spring. Malcolm X's grandson says he wants to be a leader for a new generation of black males. Shabazz fantasizes about opening a music production center. For the moment, it's nothing but the dream of another inmate. Juan Williams, NPR News.
An extended interview with Malcolm Shabazz is at npr.org.